Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are. In the name of Jesus, our blessed Savior, members of this seminary community, blessed, makarioi, what a great biblical word with which we can all identify. Blessed am I as I find myself in this chapel this morning. So many times was I blessed in being able to join with the Schola Cantorum and to sing the Word of God with them. So now in this one time, God blesses me again in giving me the opportunity to speak that word at the opposite end of this chapel. For 5 years during my seminary training, I went the old route. I had the privilege of being so blessed in attending the morning and evening chapel devotions. So now, in 5 minutes, I have the opportunity to do for you what men of God did for me in my seminary days. I certainly consider my years in the seminary some of the best years of my life. For in those years, I could be wrapped up totally in the gift of God's Word under the direction of some very skilled and consecrated professors. I still hold them in loving memory and recognize that now they are especially blessed because they have died in the Lord. So you can say of yourselves today, blessed are we, because you have the opportunity to have some of the best years of your life, totally wrapped up in God's Word, also with highly skilled and consecrated professors. In my life at St. Paul's, I have the opportunity of sharing in some of them with you as I sit in their Bible classes or sing in their choir. Truly, I know with you how blessed you are today. Blessed. That's something directly opposite from what we could normally expect or deserve. Really, if we think of something opposite, there's only one word that comes to mind. Cursed. Cursed are we in our total unwillingness to mourn over our sins according to our human nature. We'd rather really just gloss over them. Cursed are we when, according to our natural inclinations, we're not at all desirous of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We're much too steeped in our own righteousness for that. Cursed are we as we find ourselves totally incapable of producing purity of heart, because in everything we do, yes, even in our preaching, we do it with mixed motives. St. Paul lays it out for us so directly when he says, Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law. How is it then that this morning we hear not words of cursing, but we hear words of blessing? Why is it that our Savior speaks out to us in those wonderful words of the Beatitudes? And it's so important that as he speaks them to us, he's not telling us what he wishes us to be. He's not commanding us with what we ought to be, but he's telling us what we already are. Blessed are is what Jesus says 9 times within these Beatitudes. Why are we so blessed? Because Jesus once came in blessing. Anticipating his birth, the Virgin Mary was moved to sing, From henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. We can appropriate those words to ourselves as we recognize what is ours in our faith in Christ, and we know that everyone around us in this generation and in the succeeding generations has good reason to call us blessed. We are blessed because Jesus chose to be cursed in our place. Cursed be everyone who hangs on the tree, declares the Apostle Paul. And Jesus bore that curse on the tree of the cross. He bore it for us. He was cursed so that we might be blessed. And St. Paul in the book of Romans defines that blessing when quoting Psalm 32, he says, "Blessed are they whose sins are forgiven." Forgiven we are. Of that we are made sure as this morning we step to the table of our Lord. Recently, I read the story of a comic in Iran who in that seemingly dismal country is one who entertains by his humor. He is said to have made this statement, "After health, laughter is God's greatest blessing." We all recognize the blessing that God gives us in both health and laughter, but we know that the greatest blessing of all is that which we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember how once God spoke to Abraham, telling him, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." What a remarkable statement that was. For in the family of Abraham was there to come one who would be such a source of blessing to all the families of the earth. So we could take these words and apply them to this seminary family and recognize that in this giving of God's word so richly in this community, we are indeed being trained to be a source of blessing to all the families of the earth. Baptized. That's what we are. What a blessing that is. Word of God, in that we've been taught, and that we hear proclaimed to us from the pulpit. Holy Communion. What a blessing that is to us, as Christ shares nothing less than his own body and blood to assure us that we truly belong to him. By the power of these means of grace, the Holy Spirit works in us, so that contrary to our nature, we do indeed mourn over our sins in genuine repentance. We find ourselves, much to our surprise, hungering and thirsting after the righteousness which only Christ can give. And we find also, much to our amazement, that we grow in purity of heart, thanks to the purifying power of Jesus' blood and righteousness. Yo-Yo Ma, you know, has been given a special gift in music. And once he is said to have made this statement with regard to that gift, he said, "I simply want to do something meaningful." All of us here recognize that we've been given a gift far greater than that which can be given in music. We've been given the Word of God. What a privilege it is for us to be able to pluck the strings of law and gospel and see the hearts of people move more deeply than any music ever can. Blessed. That's not something we're wishing for. That's not something for which we have to strive. Blessed by the grace of God is what we already are. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.